January 25, 2021, it's the Watt from Pedro Show. Wife of Pedro show, happy Monday. We started off with Afro Blue, John Coltrane, live in Berlin. And then Dolphy. I should have found a John Coltrane tune with him playing with Eric Dolphy, but I'm a fucking idiot, sorry. But this is from BX. Ah, you could hear him. See, people, I'm not totally alone. Brother Matt's at the Love Grotto on the Pleasure Point a couple miles south because we're still quite quarantino mode. Brother Bruno really knows about that because of the drama in Eindhoven last night. Oh, but because of those engineers with their software invention Skype out of Estonia, I got with me Stoma's bassman, Brother Bruno. Welcome aboard.
Very happy to be here. Honored.
I guess I should say the whole fucking name. Bruno Ferro Xavier da Silva. Bitchin'
wow.
Name. That's a bitchin' name. I love
That's
it.
That's very good.
Is it okay?
It's great. It's very
well,
good.
You know, Los Angeles, I know we say Pedro, and we call the beach Cabrillo, but those are the only two fucking words we fuck up. We don't say tortilla or jalapenos or fried joles, okay? But we do fuck up those two. And it was that way before I got here, okay? I think somebody told me it was because of Scandinavian sailors from 100 years ago, they had the problem with the pronounce. But, you know, Dutch cats with the Habsburg experience, yeah, you know, all about Spain, so a little bit.
Yeah.
In fact, my booker man for 25 years for Europe gigs, Carlos van Heijften from Zeeland, he lives in Rotterdam now, but he's from near Middelburg, way south.
Yeah, Middelburg, yes.
Yeah, good cat. And you're Rotterdam. And you've been on the show before with Stoma. People, I got to play with Stoma. Actually, I found out about Stoma from the drummer man years ago by being handed a CD and started playing on my show. Then I actually got to play with these cats in Utrecht at DB's. Yeah. And that was a great gig. It was a star of a tour. I think it was with El Sonido de Marinaio.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right? Okay. So, yeah. This song we played after John Coltrane, Dolphy, BX, you have this proj called Ventriloquism.
Exactly, yes, Ventriloquism. And it's like things, music I've written, and the idea is it's written on the bass primarily, so it's a bit like the wrestling record that you did. I'll try to explain. Like, it's like taking the bass and then having that be the main thing of the composition. So it carries it already tells the story, kind of. And then I play it with different musicians, so it will always sound different. And there are three parts in there. It's instrumental, I have to say, also. It's instrumental music. And then we improvise, and I cue the improvisations, and I make it move in different kind of ways. So I'm very happy that these musicians, like, give their talents to me and their patience.
You are borrowing.
Yeah, exactly. Well, yeah. And that's why I call it ventriloquism, because it's like I'm trying to speak through them in this project.
Right, but you know, over here, the device that the ventriloquists use, we call it the dummy. And I don't think you want to call your collaborators dummies.
No. Because it even extends to like me being the dummy.
Okay.
You know, like me being the instrument that's being played. You know, like to get the story across, so I can, like in my mind, I can move the dummy in many directions, like up the ladder and down the ladder.
Yeah, like the device. I remember reading something from Albert Hitchcock saying about this concept of the MacGuffin. And the MacGuffin, it wasn't really important what it was, but it was the thing that the action on the screen centered around.
Yeah.
Yeah, does that make any sense?
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
Yeah, that's that. And like for this, so I guess you just played Dolphy, and that's one of the compositions. But like this one, and maybe if you play other ones, you will hear like mostly acoustic sound. But I play everything, because it started out like during this lockdown, I was writing new compositions like for ventriloquism, and I got this fretless bass guitar from acoustic fretless bass guitar from a friend of mine who also recorded and mixed the Stoma album, Bart Hoetz, and he just gave it to me. He just called me one day and was like, "Hey, do you wanna?" I was like, "Yeah, of course." But
we call that a donate.
I don't know if you ever played fretless.
Well. I tried in the 90s, Bruno. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I have one single of you playing upright.
Yeah, I was going to say that. In the 90s,
yeah,
I tried in the 1990s to play stand-up. Now, I don't think this is really like... It is acoustic. It is fretless. But it's not like a guitar. It's like a giant fucking violin without a chin part.
No, yeah, especially if you would want to play like high notes, like I found that the neck space is a lot longer on a double bass, like the range, or how do you say, like to get from the lowest note to the highest one.
Yeah, over here, our jazz guys use the 3/4, and it's 41 inch. And to give you some kind of like perspective, a Fender bass is 34 inch scale.
Yeah.
So, yeah, in Europe, in a classical band, it's the full scale. They're even bigger, I think 45 or some shit. But, yeah, you know, here's what's the trouble I had, Brother Bruno. When the neck meets the body, my hand is used to being sideways because of bass guitar. You have to change with a stand-up to up and down. So those muscles on the back of your fucking hand...
Yeah, and they use like this thumb position thing where they put the thumb on the on the fretboard, and then it's like, oh man, it's crazy. But anyway, what I used to record all these pieces is a guitar, fretless bass guitar. But I was not really used to playing fretless. Also, which was already like a big thing for me anyway.
Did it have markers?
Sorry?
Markers, because the way Jaco solved the intonation problem
was
he pulled out the frets and then filled them in with epoxy so he still had the lines.
Yeah. Well,
if I could tell you a little tangent to that, have you ever wondered why Leo Fender called the bass the Precision, his invention?
No, why is that?
Because it's got frets.
Exactly.
You could be precise. You know, he didn't play. He played a little saxophone and some piano, but he never played a bass guitar. It was a practical thing for his friends that were in touring country bands, and they couldn't fit the fucking doghouse. That was a slang name for a stand-up. Yeah, because they didn't even have vans then. They were touring in station wagons, so they'd have to tie the motherfucker to the roof.
Wow.
So let me get this straight. You used for the composition tool a fretless bass guitar.
Yeah, on these new pieces. Yeah. And then I added I got this small keyboard, which is I'm not endorsing anything or whatever, but that's what it is. It's a Yamaha Preface, and I found that it has this really nice Fender Rhodes sound and stuff, but if you turn it off and turn it back on again, but like switch the button to half of where it actually should be, then you get a piano sound.
Ah.
And this is what I'm using. So this is like me playing the piano and percussion, and of course I would like to play a real piano somewhere, but I don't have a piano, and I know there's a church where I can go play piano, but we're locked down.
Right, you don't want to get sick. Hey, were you trained in piano when you were younger?
Yes.
Oh, okay, so you know the left hand is the bass, right? And the right hand is the treble. Okay.
Yeah, and I know a little bit about chords, but I like that I haven't played like for a long time or thought about keys, thought about music in that kind of a way. So first laying down the bass and then maybe playing some percussion and then putting the just playing on top with the piano kind of thing, that was a big trip.
Whoa.
Actually, it's a big trip to do all the things separate, you know, and I'm not using Logic or Pro Tools or stuff like that, so I have to do it like the take has to be correct.
You can't move things after the fact.
No, and I could, but I don't want to do it.
Okay, yeah, I understand. You want to capture the performance.
Exactly, I like that. I like that feeling. It's not to kind of fake being a band. It's not like to fake that I'm playing with somebody else. But I like this. I like the danger of it.
But brother Bruno, you know there's a tradition of some great one man records. Stevie Wonder made a few of them. Prince made a bunch. Wonder, Dave Grohl's first one.
Yeah, and I also dig a lot like what that's a generation later, but with Money Mark.
Absolutely, Money Mark Machida.
First record, man, wow, I love that. I love that record, Keyboard Repair.
That's right, Money Mark's Keyboard Repair out of Gardena. Look, I want to play Urgencia. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Bought for Pedro Urgencia from BX. Started off that chunk of music from the Ventriloquism Prods. Brother Bruno. Then we had Hans Rotten out of Switzerland with Nurse, Night Nurse Rose. Bombus Preden out of DC area with Auto Acupuncture. Model Home, brand new album, Shake. It's a great album. DC area also. Gareth Sager. Not out yet, but I got a little advance. It's going to be coming. Miniature 14. That's him on piano. This is a guitar sax man from a pop group. Brand new stuff. The last with the tune from the Missing album that just came out 40 years later. Everyone's a Holiday. Steve Folta after that. John Brown's Other Body. If you knew this song, you know why that's fun. Leyden Jars out of England with Fever Few. And finally, Is it Jongo or Jongo?
Yeah, Jongo.
Jongo, okay.
Yeah, it's a Cape Verdean like slang thing. It's like taking a nap.
Yeah, but the J's, you know, right, Jose with the H sound or with the Slavs, right, Yugoslavia with the Y sounds. Oh, I never know.
Yeah.
So, okay, Jongo. And taking a nap, taking it easy. So, exactly. Now, I mentioned those records, those one-man records. All three of those examples I gave you, the dude started with the drums. But you started with the bass.
Well, writing them, but not recording.
Ah, okay, okay.
No, recording, because I listened actually a lot to Stevie Wonder and things, and also read about it and how he would do it, and also things that I heard about how Prince would do it. Like first, it would be like the drums, yeah.
Yeah.
And that's sometimes with a click, and then you can, and then building on top.
Right.
But not all of them were done like that. It depended if the rhythm section was like leading, difficult to say if it had to be tight, let's say it like that, if it had to be funky.
Because
sometimes I also didn't want it to be like that, so I would do the
you wanted it more first. Loose, yeah, so if you wanted to rally around a tight rhythm, okay.
Exactly, yeah. If I wanted it depends.
Actually, there's this Italian, you know, they use Italian words for music, right? And there's this word rubato,
mm-hmm.
which is like free of time, right? Well, who's it like? Rashid Ali. Like John Coltrane, more and more like, I want to get free of time.
Yeah, exactly. Free of notes, free of time.
Yeah, all that.
More sick.
Right. Well, you know, he would just do things all the way, and they would lead to things, I think, and so his mind, he let his imagination. But the interesting, so you let the tune, so when you conceived of these tunes, was it just playing around on the bass, or did you work them out in your head first?
Sometimes it happened like that. I would say like 50-50. 50-50. Sometimes we're fooling around with something, and I would be like, "Hey, this is something," and then I would not immediately have like the whole piece, but then I would hold it, keep it, memorize it, or record it on my leash, as you say, on the phone.
So you then, did make demos then, okay?
Yeah, like little demos, and then maybe just 3 days later, I would have like another idea, and I would be like, "Oh, that fits together with." That and then so then this would be the story, or oh well it doesn't fit, or I would take parts that I would shift them around also to fit the narrative.
Yeah, so you built up like an arsenal of parts.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Ah.
And a lot of them are also with the idea that they could be stretched out. So like an intro of a little, or if you'd say like there is an ABC or ABA thing, the A could be stretched out like 10 minutes, given the right musicians.
Right, right. I should tell people what he means is not like the chord A, but by part A. Part B.
Part A.
Part C.
Yeah, part A, and then going to part B, and, you know, so, like, in this version, how I recorded is I wanted to keep them all short and concise, like punk rock.
Yeah, no filler, rock. No filler, all killer.
Yeah, exactly. And then when I'm going to record them with more musicians, then we'll see what happens. Then things can be stretched out or not, or even shorter, maybe.
but keep it open for a possibility.
Exactly.
Yeah,
and I got some great players, some great, the friends of mine who want to do it. Philip Ernsting is a drummer who also plays the vibraphone.
Sure.
So he can move in two areas, and is Jonna Erakker from Norway. She's a tap dancer. I did a lot of gigs with her, also with older ventriloquism pieces. And that's trippy, man. You got to check it out. There are some things on YouTube. I'll send you some links. So she's a tap dancer, but she has different floors and to make different sounds. So she has a metal plate and a glass plate. And she even taps with rubber shoes. In this like plexiglass.
So what you're saying is she does percussion with her feet. You know, I had Meg Castellanos on the show last episode, and she's involved with flamenco, and there's a kind of dimension from that. The dancer is actually part of the percussion. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And it's great. We even did we did a Black Sabbath, we did War Pigs once cover, like just me and her, and she would play like the drum part, you know, like
Bill Ward.
Yeah, she big respect. And Ennio is also part of the group. He was in Stoma when we did one record when we were a three piece. He's the turntablist.
Oh, that's right.
So, and that's also great to have, like, because he could do anything. Like, his sound, like, his vocabulary, it could be anything. I could ask him to like, use trumpets, or to do the rhythm, or to play the bass, even.
Wow.
And that's great.
It's great to have cats like that. Petra, in a way, with her voice, can do shit like that for me. We're at the end of the first hour, January 25, 2021, Dish Wap Pedo Show. Special guest, Bruno on the bass with his ventriloquism. Hold tight for hour two. January 25, 2021. It's the second hour of the Wap from Pedo Show. Thank you.
bird dog flying and a catfish prowling round a mirror line in the street. I saw a brass band coming in parade form marching and the mirror cracked beneath their feet. I headed for the lake so I could hide beneath the water, but the lake had turned into a cloud. And the broken mirror was a silver lining that the band leader wrapped up in a shroud. And I don't know what it all means. I don't know what it all means. No, I don't know what it all means. But I don't think I should stay in New Orleans. And a young boy shouting, and they sounded just exactly the same. I felt a hot wind blowing through an empty building, heard the tuba player whisper my name. On a ninth ward levee, saw a gray ghost crawling. He looked at me and drew a big old gun. He aimed it at the moon, fired a couple of rounds. He said, okay, I hit it, now I'm done. Now the wind is blowing and the water's churning and the levee's only made of vague ideas. The crowds are scrambling for the beads the ghosts are throwing and the streets are awash in ancient tears. And everywhere you look, there's big fat policemen tap dancing across the bridges out of town. And the brass band's scattered, running out in all directions. Ain't nobody left to hear the sound. And I don't
the
Bob from Pete Rose Show. Start off the second hour with Abracadabra from BX. Who's on this tune?
It's me.
Okay. Man Alone.
Yeah, all of it is me. Yeah.
Okay. So, when you put this...
So, on this one, I did percussion first. Like what we were talking about before. This one, I did the rhythm first. Like the percussion track. And then I added the bass and then the piano part.
Okay. I'm a little confused. You were just talking about guest musicians.
Yeah, but that's the next phase. So after after all these songs are recorded, because it started out as like to make because we were in lockdown to also to make like demos for them to hear the music. So like
absolutely,
to give them a new,
I understand. A new,
and then it got out of hand.
Actually, ventriloquism goes back, right? A few years.
Yes.
How far back?
I forget exactly, but I think like almost 7 years.
Okay.
Something like that.
Okay. So it's been a developing thing. But as far as putting together the wrestling record, like to use a parallel with my ball hog thing. Mm-hmm. We gotta wait for the right situation because it's not healthy now. So in the meantime, you use those demos just to put out this record. I understand. That's a great thing to do, you know, because life, I think, will throw situations at us instead of us throwing the situations at life. Well, we try, but yeah, it dominates us, right? So we have to deal. So this was your way of dealing with this, yeah. In a creative, artistic way. Okay.
Yeah, I was like,
Okay, I understand now. Sometimes Watt's a little slow learner, so thank you for being patient. I understand now.
Oh,
okay.
Wow.
So this is you on all this because, of course, yeah, we're in Man Alone mode pretty much, except for over the internet being able to trade things. Did you ever think about that? Like somebody flying in files?
Yeah, I'm doing that. Okay. There's this, it's called DJ Iron. And he's this is guy in Belgium, and he's putting together this a hip hop album, and I'm doing some bass on that. So he already sent me a couple of tracks. I did that, and now he's sending me some more.
Oh, that's great! Because you know you're an incredible bass man. I could imagine you laying down some great fucking grooves and licks for people. And by the way, I was thinking about the stand up. You use bow. On electric bass.
Yeah.
And they call that Arco with the stand-up world, right?
Mm-hmm.
In fact, Mr. Paul Chambers was really good at Jimmy Garrison. Yeah. Who's the guy who played with Nels Klein? Devin Hoff. He's really good. I got a record coming out where he used a, you know, baby bass, Ampeg?
Yeah.
He played one of those with a bow, Arco. With me, it's called the Emma Goldman Bust Out Brigade. It's going to come out. Did you use any of the bowed bass on this record?
There is in on the track Venom Saliva. There is a bit. Yeah.
I played that last show. Sorry.
Oh wow.
Yeah, because as soon as I heard this shit, I wanted to play it because I loved it. And in fact,
I'm honored. Thanks for listening.
Well, of course. And I should tell people what we heard after Abracadabra. Don't think I should stay in New Orleans, Sam Bennett, with Daiko Gi on a string from Ben Salter. Ben from SLW and The Quiet Man. Architect from See You in Tijuana. Captain Zook from Pineapple Empress. Oh, it's good. Waku Waku Kingdom, Brother Shiga. And finally, Echovation, BX. Now I want to play... Serpent Centipede. Thank you.
don't want to live from just meal to meal. You want to have something to do in between the meals. It's a gift that we don't go thinking about this 24 hours a day. We go about our business. We enjoy what we're doing in the moment.
Until about 10 days ago, the men building the main road between John Patrick and Ballinahinch found themselves in difficulties here at Tanacloy. Because you see, the site of the proposed road ran across exactly the emplacement of a celebrated fairy thorn. Well, their problems and the fairy thorn disappeared overnight, can I say. In spite of the skepticism of the younger generation, I'm glad to be able to tell you that the funeral of the fairy thorn was well attended. There were, I am told, no fewer than 2 council lorries to remove the remains. There was a county down ambulance. There were 14 private cars. There was a post office van. There were 2 local photographers and 1 official photographer from the newspaper. The road was packed with local sights.
Walk for Pete Rep Show. Serpent Centipede from BX started off that chunky music. Then Foodie out of Osaka with Chocolate. Quiet Pig out of Italy. Chinese joint. Yeah, they can, this band in Italy knows a lot of U.S. slang. Like a Chinese joint, right? That's a place where you would go eat. It's probably food not in China, but people a long time ago that came over here. But a joint is also a kind of legno for smoking mota. So I don't know if they know. Paul Motion, it's been a long, long time. We lost Brother Paul. Great drummer. And then Petra made his last album with him. David Greenberger and Paul Sabar, Tamar Sound, Little Things. Dulcidrome from Belfast. Rovin. Dark Side of the Heart, Maggie Bjorklund. And finally, BX with Snoopin'. What's this tune about?
Yeah, it's the snooping around. It's like you're trying to be, how do you say?
Kind of a spy?
Low-key, like nobody notices you. And
I think we would say maybe, if you wanted to be fancy, incognito.
Yeah, like that, yeah.
But when we say snooping over here, it's like a spy.
When it's also in that category.
Well, you know, Dutch cats have always had great English, so I'm not trying to knock it at all. Okay, and music and art is ways of redefining things to tell your own story anyway, right?
Yeah. So exactly.
You know, you can always it could be ironic, it could be satire. Yeah. So like snooping, what came first with snooping?
That was in my head.
Ah,
that was just this melody in my head.
Well, you know why I asked that? Because it was a big breakthrough for me when I wrote my first opera, Contemplating the Engine. Before that, I would write songs with the bass in my hand, and I would use patterns, but then I was kind of trapped in what I already knew. So I wrote that first opera on my bicycle, on my Fietzen. And on the Fietzen, I don't have the bass in my hand, so the music I thought was maybe a little more pure. It's not all tied to where my hand is learned how to be on a bass guitar.
Yeah, and actually, when I was starting to play bass, that record was one of the records that I would practice to. So I was like, wow, these are like weird, non-normal bass kind of patterns to do.
But did you realize that I detuned the E string?
Yeah, and on some tunes.
No,
yeah,
the whole thing. The whole thing.
All of it?
Yeah, for D Boone. For D Boone. Also, so I could go all the way from low D and then the highest. Well, there's an E flat, but you can go up to D. I use that Blue Thunderbird, non-reverse. So that's why I did that.
Because you start already with that.
That's a low D. And so I said, fuck it, I'll do the whole record this way.
Yeah, of course.
Which I had to relearn the intervals, right? Because it's all of a sudden now fourths.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, fifths, not fourths.
But it's really nice to challenge yourself in that
way. Well, I had to tell you, man, that was a hard subject for me. I wouldn't deal with it, losing D Boone for many years, and then finally got the courage up to do it. And so music helped me.
Yeah, it does that, huh? It's great.
Yeah, that's why. Right now, music is helping me. I'm doing 5 shows a week. Every day I record bass. And, you know, I've been trading files with all kinds of people. And music is alive.
And you're doing a lot of the shows, huh?
5 a week.
Also.
5 a week.
Yeah.
But, you know, why not? You know, and music is how, you know, me and D Boone really came together. I mean, it's been a big part of my life. I realize that. And it's not just for the good times. It can be for the bad times, too. Like a life preserver.
Yeah.
A life preserver.
Exactly. It's for all the time, like in between even, also the in between moments.
Like you got a child, right?
Yeah.
Do you sing?
Sorry, what did you say?
Do you sing to your child? Do you yourself as a way of communicating?
We're singing and playing the whole day.
Yeah, see like, what I mean?
Now he's sleeping, but it's not to get into this John Coltrane thing, but when he goes to sleep, I always say three times a love supreme, a love. That's the last thing he hears from me, like since he's been born, like every night when I bring him to bed.
Yeah, I think I think he does it 19 times in the piece, and the last three, he modulates. You know,
exactly.
He spells out the prayer. I mean, there's some embedded mm-hmm. things in that piece. You know, he was thanking God for getting off the ship. Look, we're at the end of the second hour, January 25, 2021. Dish What Pedro Show special guest, Bruno Ferro Xavier de Silva. Out of Rotterdam. Hold tight for hour three. January 25, 2021. It's the third hour of the Watt for Pedro Show.
Things that it hits us, but can haven't heard before. Yeah!
Rob from Pedro Show. We got a story here about this tune, Sinistra BX. Go ahead, Bru.
Yeah, I was playing in Italy and with a band, Mula Banda, and we were in Rome, and the traffic is crazy there. And so with people screaming like, Sinistra! Like out of the it's like crazy, like all the way out. It's like, I also saw that in India, but then it's not like this. It's less aggressive, but more like ants going.
Yeah, Jay Maskus told me about one lane, and like everybody's leaning on the fucking horn. But I would love to visit there. The sinister, you know, we got an English word. It means bad.
Yeah, right? Sinister.
Yeah, because they didn't want people born south. We say southpaw for slang sometimes. Like Kay. Kay learned to play bass with the starboard, with the right hand, because she thought the hand that should have all the action was on the frets. But we know now the action hand is really the picking hand. It's not the fret hand. It's a Paganini hand is the fretting hand. The strumming hand is actually where you get all your rhythm in your, right? It's where the,
yeah.
Is it really the amount of notes on the fretted hand? No, it's the fucking, it's kind of the drummer, the drumstick, right? The drumstick.
Exactly. Yeah. That's where you have all the, well, a lot of articulation also, like the volume, the.
Right. Even Jimmy, you know, Jimmy was great with his right hand. Well, he was left-handed, but with his strumming hand. And you know, he could play a guitar strung the other way. I mean, that's how fucking bitching his strumming hand was. We had Runaway Technology live on KPFK Tragic Comedy. After that, Dietrich Plastal, number 4. I'll Find Troopa Troop out of Danzig. And finally, Phoenix BX. Now, Phoenix, it's a bird, right, that rises from the fire?
Exactly, yeah. And the song is like in two parts. It's an A part, B part. And the idea is like burning and then rebirth, burning and rebirth. And you can choose for yourself if the A part is the burning or the B part. I'll leave that to the listener.
Right, we say flip a coin.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. So, where was this stuff recorded? In your pad, right?
Yeah. Just in my place.
Right. And alone, right? By yourself.
Yeah.
Okay. No, yeah. I want people to know this, Bruno, because that's the way things. It's not all bad new days. I mean, this might have been impossible to do 20, 30, 40 years ago, but now.
And yeah. Right. Now I have it all like in a small room. I have really nice mics, and I only use two. I mean, yeah. I mean, the material reality should not be in a closed door.
Right. a limitation.
Yeah, no, the material is not a limitation anymore.
Yeah,
I mean,
we can
record. When I hear stories of like your stories about like you have to go to a studio, you have to, you know, it costs a lot of money.
Oh, yeah. Nightmare. You're talking about that wrestling record. Can you imagine $1,500 a day?
Yeah.
I mean, it's not all bad new days.
No, really. I mean, and like the two of us, we can have this conversation now.
Absolutely.
And I'm in Rotterdam and you're in San Pedro.
Right.
It's amazing.
Two big harbors that move a lot of cans. Look, I want to play Labyrintha.
I recently spent an extended period of time at the Heartbreak Hotel. Strategically located on Lonesome Avenue, adjacent to Desolation Row, south of the Lost Highway. I fought the law, law won. My mailbox read, Mr. Pitiful. Fulfilling the prophecy of the bad moon on the rise, I had lost my race with the devil. I was moaning at midnight. I was Mr. Dyingly Sad. Constantly in a cold sweat, going through that hideous state of withdrawal known as cold turkey, drinking cold gin, and trying to melt the cold, cold heart of the universe. But were you to take a journey to the center of my mind, you would find, admittedly, a ball of confusion, but I still maintain love is a beautiful thing. See, if God is a concept by which we measure our pain, then a wop-bop, a loop-bop, a lop-am-boom is my God. Someone saved my life tonight and it was rock and roll. In the immortal words of Joan Jett, I love rock and roll. Rock and roll will never forget. Rock and roll will never die. I got the rock in the morning, the boogie-woogie flu. I'm hungry like the wolf. I got my mojo working and I'm back. Back in black, back on the chain gang. Back to let you know I can really shake them down. I'm still driving while you sleep. I got to get it done. Ain't no days off for me. Truck stops, motels on a cheaper 2,000 mile run. Regret been absent me. The country end to end. In every town a friend. And I'm an artist in America. I'm an artist in America. I'm real, I kneel to no limit, so I'm an honest in America. I'm an honest in America. I fuck, I suck, I chuck for this rock and roll. My rock and roll. They will have your mouth up for they know. Dignity, it's all pearls before swine. To spend your whole life chucking chores for lost society. Let them blow up in time. Yeah, their dreams crash and burn. And this is what I learned. Then I'm an honest in America. I'm an honest in America. I'm a fiend, I scream, I dream big as the sky. I'm an honest in America. I'm an honest in America. I ride outside with pride to find out why. To find out why. Yeah, I cried more than 96 tears. I cried a river. I was shaking all over. My mind was going through them changes. Had a love hangover. But I'm all cried out. It's a kind of a hush. I ain't gonna eat out my heart anymore. I will survive. I am Iron Man.
They told me to pack it right, set up straight, settle down, and work that job for years and years. yes. Well, I go back there to the site, there's no job to be found. And I'm glad I plugged my head. So this the less traveled road that still makes my heart explode. And I'm an honest in America. I'm an honest in America. I'm real, I feel, I'm near to the living soul. I'm an honest in America. I'm an honest in America. I'm lost, I'm chucked, I'm stuck on this rock and roll. My rock and roll.
music for this edition. It's deja vu all over again, people. Labyrintha from BX, then Nilsson with Koenig, Arson America, Ham on Trial, Consumption of the Corcel, Hi Maya, Heart from Tim Holhouse, and finally, Ha Ha Ha. Now, this is something I found live, Stoma, because Stoma's the other band Brother Bruno's in. And I could tell, you know, I shared stage with his band. But at the same time, this solo project's got going, it has its own identity, which I think is really interesting.
Yeah, thanks. And it's because Stoma is really me and Wouter. It's the music that only happens when he and I play.
Right. So it's not this prodge here is not like a Stoma without Walter. It's a different trip.
Yeah, this is me being the dictator.
the man with the hand in the back of the dummy. Well, you know, the big theory that I had to do Ball Hugger Tugboat was, here's the premise, and this is where the title of it comes from. If the bass player knows the song, maybe anybody can come play drums, sing, or guitar, or organ, or stuff like that.
Yeah. And I have to say, I kind of agree with that. I think maybe 90% of that is true.
I mean, why can't the bass be a composition tool? Why does it have to be the last thing unless it's a reggae song or R&B?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I mean, there's people like Nels Klein, they love it because, you know, piano, guitar, a lot of harmonic information, but that's also kind of hemming you in. With the bass guitar, it's kind of, the way I look at it, when you give somebody a song with parts with just bass, more springboard, more launch pad for them.
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
which for some people, fortunately, is a problem.
Absolutely. I had this guy say, well, why don't you write the fucking songs on the cymbals? Like, not enough information. But then other cats like Nels Klein, it's the G.O.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, but Nels Klein is that's crazy. It's funny that you talk about him now, because Labyrintha was a bit inspired also by this record he did called Sad.
Oh yeah.
I don't know if
that's, yeah, if
you don't, if you don't that one. But the ending of it, and I'm a big Nels Klein head fan, you know, like it's
You know about his new Proj Cup?
Yeah.
With Yukahana, right?
Yeah, I try to keep my ears in his direction.
Very interesting. Well, you know, that's part of his thing about improvising and collaborating is listening. He told me, you know, because he'll use, I remember one time recording, he brought 36 pedals. What's your favorite pedal? The volume.
Yeah, because then he can do these swells like this, this almost...
Right, and he can be like in the moment, going. Right? He can follow the music. If it starts going down, he can come down. He's really dynamic.
Yeah.
So, you're getting ready for Ventriloquism Part 2 with people, right?
Yeah. Philip, the drummer, is he's now getting ready. He's now getting ready. And it seems that we can be like... That we can, well, during the, now we are in this, there's a lockdown, but there's also a curfew, and we do, because we are like, we're considered like officially artists here in the Netherlands, me and Philip, so then we can maybe work around this curfew thing, and
could vaccines are coming. We just got to get them in the arms.
Oh, yeah, man. Yeah, exactly.
Right? So there is hope at the thing. So I just can't wait to hear it. But I love this record that you did. This was not just a placeholder. You know, I think it's really a chapter in your fucking musical journey. That's beautiful, Brother Bruno.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
And it's gonna, and I'm gonna work with it on Flop Records from Amsterdam.
Yeah.
And we're gonna work on a physical release as soon as possible.
Okay. In the meantime, where people can, I know there's a Stoma website.
Yeah, they can check it out there. And there's a Ventriloquism Bandcamp that I just put up, and I've been drawing also a lot during this lockdown. So
yeah, I love your art
and drawing, I got a lot of drawings to go along with this music. So I'm making also like these little how do you say a GIF or GIF? I don't know how to pronounce it.
GIF.
Yeah, so they have little GIF. So they have little. So there's a little movement.
Yeah, copy serve, an old, that's an old paradigm, huh? Look, it's been a big honor. And when this new stuff comes out, you come back on the show. Let's have another spiel, please.
Oh, yeah. And honored to talk to you always.
Oh, right back. Big love. Peace, Brother Bruno. People, it's been January 25, 2021. Show up, people. Show keep you powdered, right?